This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The reputation of the Abu Ghraib prison is at issue in one of the kidnappings in Iraq. A group holding two Americans and one Briton hostage says it wants all women released from American prisons, including women at Abu Ghraib. U.S. officials say there are no female prisoners at Abu Ghraib, and they are trying to improve the image of the prison that was the scene of widespread prisoner abuse. They've released some of the men being held there, and they are giving tours of improving facilities. NPR's Peter Kenyon had a look.
At night, Abu Ghraib still presents a forbidding face. Journalists on a nighttime bus tour of the sprawling prison grounds peer out into the blackness, punctuated by cones of light from tall metal towers. Even at night, it's possible to see improvements such as the covered, air-conditioned tents that house detainees now. Outside those tents, prisoners stir up huge clouds of powdery dust as they play a pickup soccer game.
1 minute.
Presented with the sudden appearance of foreign journalists, the startled prisoners begin shouting their innocence and asking for help. One of these men is complaining that he hasn't been fed in 3 days, a claim that no one else corroborates. Iraqi human rights officials say these claims often turn out to be false or exaggerated. Interrogations are still crucial here, and reporters were not allowed to hear anything from the questioning they could see on a television monitor over the shoulder of an analyst listening through headphones and taking notes. The officer in charge of detention and interrogation in Iraq is Major General Jeffrey Miller. He toured the Iraqi prison facilities last summer, but didn't take command until April of this year. By that time, the military was already investigating the abuses at Abu Ghraib that some officers say dealt a body blow to America's image around the world. These days, General Miller calls the new camps, named Redemption and Liberty, a step toward restoring America's honor. There's no discussion of stress positions or other physical interrogation techniques. Instead, Miller sounds a bit like a CEO, emphasizing team spirit in a system that involves an interrogator, an intelligence analyst, a behavioral analyst, and others trying to outthink their Iraqi captive.
Sometimes they'll stop an interrogation mid-stride and do a little huddle to say, well, this is working, this is not working. Every interrogation has a plan about what do we intend to achieve, what information are we looking for, what techniques will they use. You must be better prepared to conduct the interrogation and questioning than the detainee is, or you won't be successful.
Miller has said not only are the new techniques in line with international law, they're providing more useful intelligence.
Carry on, folks.
In the newly built control room, guards keep track of the goings-on in the vast compound. There are about 2,800 prisoners here, and another 500 being captured by U.S. and Iraqi forces every month. Despite the fact that 5,000 prisoners have been released since April 1st, there are still at least 6,000 Iraqis in captivity around the country, including those who've been turned over to the Iraqi prison system. A new joint review board helps speed up the release process, although critics complain it's still too slow. Made up of 6 Iraqis and 3 Americans, the board may decide to release a prisoner, turn him over to the Iraqi system, or keep him where he is. General Miller has the final say, but he says he's overruled the board only twice in the first 6 weeks the board has been operating, in both cases to release a prisoner with a marginal record into the custody of a guarantor, typically an Iraqi sheikh or tribal leader.
This is a society that values honor very much, so the leaders of the community have taken responsibility to ensure that these men do not once again come back and cause danger to the community itself. And so we've been very successful. Less than 20 out of the approximately 5,000 we have released have come back into our custody.
160480.
A row of detainees stands in an orderly line waiting their release as guards read their identification numbers off their prison bracelets.
160646.
Each man gets the equivalent of $25 and a pamphlet in Arabic extolling the virtues of the interim Iraqi government. A middle-aged prisoner in a blue shirt and dark pants insists on speaking with General Miller, who comes over.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Nice to meet you, sir.
See you.
I thank you for you helped me in Puka. If you remember that, I spoke with you. Please, sir, I would like come back to my job.
The prisoner says he was wrongly accused of stealing weapons, and he wants another chance with his previous employer, the 82nd Airborne. Miller says he may get another chance if he agrees to help the new Iraq, not the insurgents. The men quietly pile onto buses, waiting to take them back to an Iraq that is more volatile and more dangerous than ever. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.